Okay, before we start, I think I distribute this book first. Naga Jin Gang Jin, Diamond Sutta, the Vajra Pragna Paramita Sutta. Come, those who haven't received, you can collect. You have? This one is, you all should thank Sister Yun Chan and my wife. They went down to Zuying Dong KL, to get Tempian, to get the book. So this book is a very good book. Ni yao na ke Sally ba? Hui Lin, yeah, na ke ta. Who else haven't received this book? Stephanie, Yun Chan. Yun Chan O Liang. They'll pass out the chanting book. Then Sally 还没有那两本是吧? 来这边拿. Knowing and Seeing and 那个 seminar 的 paper. Stephanie 录了喂. Yeah. 录给啊. 可以拿. 不要紧，给啊。 Never mind, you take. Then if you want let's see the then this one gya ka chiemo. Because this one general like, most people can understand. Xuan Hua Sang in Meiguo, yeah. Tas Xu Yun Tizi, one of the disciples of Xu Yun Lao He Sang. Okay. We can start our puja now, I think we are running a little bit later. Okay. Those who are supposed to do the puja, you come forward and light the candle. Ken Sally lai. Yue ni men tai hua lai. Okay, we get ready for the puja. Okay, offer the tray first. Sadhu. Suikwa. Sadhu. After we offer the tray of incense, clear water and candle, we offer fruits. Sadhu. We rejoice in all the wholesomeness and the generosity. Sadhu. 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 In the middle there. Sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. That's a windy. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. 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 Also the garland, we offer to her. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay. Thank you so much. Can be all offer, or this one, okay. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. This one is the most lasting. This one is real, okay. From Padmasuri and Tio. Very beautiful. I think almost coming to 2 weeks already, if I'm not wrong. And beautiful. Okay, we will do the respect. The Sakyamuni, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, the Emperor, and all the worthy ones. We will chant Mandarin first. Namo Bensi Sakyamuni Fo. Namo Bensi Sakyamuni Fo. Namo Bensi Sakyamuni Fo. Namo Kuan Sing Pusa. Namo Kuan Sing Pusa. Namo Kuan Sing Pusa. Namo Pusien Pusa. Namo Pusien Pusa. Namo Pusien Pusa. Namo Ichie Fo Pusa. Namo Ichie Fo Pusa. Namo Ichie Fo Pusa. Okay, we will pay respect mindfully to Triple Gem. Buddhang Pujami. Dhammang Pujami. Sanghang Pujami. Okay, you all can be seated. Then we will start the chanting. Okay. Then to page 4. We will start off with the Vandana, then the refuge. Then we renew our precepts. Then we chant the offerings. Offerings of flower, incense, everything. Come, Sue. So we welcome Sue back. After a long break. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Come. We're just about to start the chanting. Pass the chanting book to her. Yes. Pass to my wife. Pass to my wife. No, just pass to my wife. Pass the chanting book to my wife. Oh, okay. Okay, we will turn to page 4. We will start the puja now. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. ปานาติปาตาเวรมณีสิกขาปะทังสมาธิยามิอาดินาดานาเวรมณีสิกขาปะทังยามิกามิสุมิจฉาจาราระมณีสิกขาปะทังสมาธิยามิมุสาวาทาเวรมณีสิกขาปะทังสมาธิยามิสุราเมรยามัจจาปะมาทัฏฐานะเวรมณีสิกขาปะทังสมาธิยามิ Excuse me. Okay, now we will chant the Padipa Puja.Ganna sarapaditena ditena tamadang sina Tiloka dipang sanbudang Pujayami tamonudang Ganda sambara yutena Dupenahang sugang hina Pujaye puniyiyangtangPuja bhajana muttamang Vanna ganda guno petang Etang kasuma santatin Pujayami munindasa Siripada sarorohe Pujemi buddhang kasumena nenaPunnena manena cha hotu mokhang Pupang milayati yata idang me Kayo tata yati vinasa bhavang Alivase tunobante Paniyang parikapitang Anukampang upadayaPatigang hatu mutamang. Okay, we turn to page 16, the last page, to do the aspiration by invoking, or 18, sorry, by invoking the significance of this offering. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha bring forth the causes and conditionsTo illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness of ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fire of all defilement within our mind.Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosityand the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body,so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on with cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, free nibbana. Okay, we will make the overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits born of this offering, may our spiritual faculty of sadha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya,be further strengthened until they become balas or powers. Sharing and transferring of merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we pay respect mindfully to Triple Gemma. Bedang pecemi. Damang pecemi. Sanghang pecemi. Okay. Just relax yourself, eh? Body and mind. Eh? Before we start the meditation, eh? Maybe I will announce the book. Eh? This book, the Vajra Prajna Paramita Sutta, or in Mandarin is called Jingkang Jing, the Diamond Sutta. Eh? We should thank Sister Yun Chan and my wife, eh? The two of them. I think yesterday, went down to not Zi Ying Tong, Teng Bi An, and they got it. They managed to get 20 copies, should be enough for the time being. So those who need a copy, Su Kam, you can have it. They want to donate free, but if you want to make any offering, we have the book cost $6 actually, but they want to donate to you all. So if you want to pay for the book, you can donate to Kayanamita Fund. It's up to you. The Mandarin word is Jing Kang Jing, that three words. After the title, Jing Jing is Heart Sutta. Sue, have you got these two books? You got ready, then okay. Okay, yeah. Sunday class, yes. Anybody else haven't got the book on this seminar paper and knowing and seeing? Everybody have, huh? Good. Then we can start our meditation. Yeah. Okay. So today is our last class before the retreat. So this Saturday we are going for the retreat. So next week the class is cancelled. But the following week when we come back, the class is on. Yeah. Our retreat 9 days, only one class cancel. Next Tuesday, no class. But the following Tuesday, we came back on Sunday, I think. Sunday. So, Monday, Tuesday, we can start again. So, we only rest 1 week. Not so bad. Whereas the Sunday class, 2 Sundays was cancelled. Because we leave on Saturday, so the first Sunday cancelled, and the last day when we come back is a Sunday, we cancel both their class. But Tuesday and Thursday class, we only cancel one class. So you go back, read through a bit, then after the retreat, maybe we can start the Diamond Sutta, Jingkangji. Okay, we will start our meditation now. I will get them to off the light. We will have 15 minutes of meditation, because we end a bit late. So I will ring the bell after 15 minutes. Just relax body and mind. Then silence your mind. For those who already know how to meditate, you just silence, maintain sati awareness. Those who still need to train your mind, you train. You still need to decondition your heedless thinking or whatever. Then you use the skillful means, mind sweeping method, followed by metta. Metta is loving kindness. So when you do the mind sweeping method, it will decondition your heedless thinking. Then metta is to actually enhance the relaxation and bring about inner well-being. as you do mind sweeping method, your mind will just become very peaceful and very calm. Because when you don't think, you are peaceful. Yeah. Then, to develop inner well-being, you need to radiate love and metta. When you wish people well and happy, you yourself well and happy, there is inner well-being. There is metta, love. So inner peace leading to inner well-being are the first two very important benefits of training the mind to develop the meditation. With inner peace and inner well-being, there is clarity. So the third benefit is clarity of mind. When mind has clarity, it can understand, it can awaken. That's why there is the meditative mind, the mind that is peaceful, silent and aware within, is the meditative mind. So if you already trained, you already know how to develop the silent, then you just relax body and mind and silent. And that silent mind will meditate and understand many, many things. When you do your meditation, don't try to know, just develop awareness. The silent mind that is aware can understand and awaken to many, many things. Then, when you come out of the meditation, always remember, try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner mindfulness and awareness that you have developed. And make use of this mind that you have trained to live your life. Then the real meditation is daily mindfulness, where you can apply this mind that is trained to live your daily life, to cultivate the Noble Eightfold Path. That is Appamada, that is heedfulness. Because Noble Eightfold Path is the meditation as taught by the Buddha. The one who is ever mindful and constantly meditative means constantly cultivating Noble Eightfold Path. That is the heedful one. Heedfulness will lead to the awakening. So heedfulness is very important. To be heedful, you have to be ever mindful and constantly meditative. Okay, I'll leave it to you to develop the meditation. Then after that, we will commence the second session. For those who have it now, you can slowly, mindfully come out of meditation. For those who still want to continue to meditate, you can continue. Try to maintain whatever inner mindfulness, inner awareness and inner peace that you have developed for as long as you can. The mind that is trained, the light over here on it. The mind that is trained listen to you. The untrained mind is heedless. So most important thing about meditation is to train this mind to be heedful, to be aware, to stabilize the awareness. The mind that is trained is very beautiful. It is always peaceful, aware within, silent. Then it listens to you. You want it to be silent, it will be silent. You want it to be aware, it will be aware. You want it to dwell on anything, it can maintain attention there and dwell on whatever Dhamma that you want it to dwell. That meditative mind is the silent mind with inner awareness, ever mindful. That's why it is heedful. It has clarity. It seldom thinks. Thinking only arises when there is a need or necessity. Apart from that, it's most of the time aware and heedful. Okay, now we will start our invitation to the devas. Turn to page 6 of our chanting book. Then I will start the invocation. I will read to you the English translation. Then after that I will chant the Pali. Then after that together we will start the Vandana followed by the Iti Peso. Means salutation to the Buddha, Dhamma and the Sangha. Invocation to the devas or dintis. In the universe in their entirety, let the dintis or devas come here. Let them hear the good doctrine of the King of Sage, which gives heaven and release, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the doctrine. This is the time to listen to the doctrine. This is the time to listen to the doctrine. Samanta Chakavalesu Atragachantu Devata Satamang Muni Rajasa Sunanto Sakamokadang Dhamma Savanankalo Ayan Bandata Dhamma Savanankalo Ayan Bandata Dhamma Savanankalo Ayan Bandata Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa Iti peso bhagava arahang sama sambuddho Vijja charana sampanno sugato lokavido Anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati Satta deva manusanang Buddho Bhagavati Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sanditiko Akaliko Ehi Paseko Opanayiko ปัจจตังเวทิตาบุวิโนหิทิสุปฏิปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆอุจุปฏิปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆญายะปฏิปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆสามีจิปฏิปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆยะทิฏังจัตตาริปุริสโยกานิอัตตปุริสปุคะลาเอสาภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆอาหุเนโยปาหุเนโยดาเกเนโยอัญจาลิกาละเนโยอนุตรังปุญญาเกตังโลกาสัตถิสาธุสาธุสาธุ Okay, we pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva.Puts in and all the wordy ones. Padang Pujami. Damang Pujami. Sanghang Pujami.Just relax yourself, right? Then maintain some form of attention, then we will start. Okay, for those who just came in, you can come and collect your Diamond Sutta book. This is the commentary by Master Shen Hua. Come. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu. You want to give to Vincent?Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then what about these two books, Knowing and Seeing and the seminar, Bangkok seminar? I think only Vincent and the wife hasn't got. You come and get it. You haven't received these two books. You can get two set. You get another one set for Vincent. Never mind, you can have. It's a very good book. Okay, for the Diamond Sutta, it's complimentary from Yun Chan and my wife. They went down all the way to KL. What is that place? Teng Pi An. I always remember Zi Ying Tong, I forgot Teng Pi An. And they got it from there. So,the book, if they were to sell, is $6 a copy, but they have decided to donate. So if you want to pay for whatever amount of the book, you can pay and donate to Kaya Mita Fund. Because they say they are not going to collect any money because they want to do dana. So we rejoice with their wholesomeness. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And it came just in time. 20 copies, distribute until level 2. This one is the last one. I don't know who is the lucky one. Who else hasn't come? Jin Hao. Okay, keep for Jin Hao. Oh, Achui. Where are we going to get the other one for Achui? Maybe I try to get one.I think I still got one more spare. I have my old copy. Jin Hao, who will pass to him? Sadhu. When he come? Wow, Yun Chan very smart. Sadhu. This is a very good book. So this Diamond Sutta has a lot of wisdom. The title is Vajra Prajna Paramita Sutta. The Pali word Vajra is, you know what is a Vajra? Salt. Wisdom salt. They use that symbol, Vajra. So this is the Prajna Paramita. It's like Heart Sutta, also Prajna Paramita. Paramita is perfection. Prajna is wisdom. So perfection of wisdom sutta. But this one is Vajra, using the wisdom sword. The other one is using the heart, that Kuan Yin Bodhisattva realized. The Vajra one is more powerful, very swift, anasana. That one, no introduction. You go direct into the sutta. So the difference between these two sutta is the Diamond Sutta really, like the word Jing Kang, Jing. You know what is Jing Kang? Jing is gold. What is the meaning of Kang? Steel. Means very hard. Understand? So the hardest to the scientists, they know is a diamond. Actually, diamond is the hardest, but it's very brittle. Understand? It can crack. But it's very hard. So this one is the most hard to penetrate on. That's why it's called the Diamond Sutta. If you can penetrate, means you have the wisdom sword. You really, really can penetrate. It's gone. Whereas the Heart Sutta slowly introduce you to the Dhamma. That's why Kuan Yin realized the 500... When he illuminated the five aggregate of form and mind, he realized they were all empty. Then she actually developed great awakening. The Diamond Sutta not so friendly. He never introduced you to the five aggregate of form and mind. He didn't even mention about the five aggregate of form and mind. He straight away talked about the mind, the true mind. That's why there is one part when he mentioned the mind must have no dwelling. That is the famous verse. The moment he mentioned that, those who already cultivate before, they can just awaken like that. So now I repeat. The mind must have no dwelling. Sing wu guo ai. So chu or kwa ai. Kwa ai is attachment, or so chu is dwell. You shouldn't dwell anywhere. Kwa ai is attachment, clinging, grasping, holding on to something. So when you arise the mind and it hold or it dwell, that is not your true mind. But he never explained to you one. He just tell you your mind must have no dwelling. Single or two. Then, six patria hui neng. He straight away awakened. You know why it can happen to him? He just heard somebody chanting this Diamond Sutta. Then, when it come to this part, the mind must have no dwelling. Single or two. Oh, he just awakened. Why? How come he can just awaken like that? Sadhu, very good. Just like Bhagavan Suri said, he was born without the mundane mind. He was born with the true mind. His mind got no dwelling. His mind don't dwell anywhere. That's why he suddenly just awakened like that. Because he already knew that nature, no dwelling one. It's the oneness. Understand? The one that dwell is the mundane mind. The mundane mind that perceive and give meaning. Then hold, cling, grasp, dwell. You know how you dwell or not? You go and think about it. You go and hold on to something. You dwell on your unhappy past. Or you project into the future. So your mind dwell into those mental creations. Mental proliferation. The moment you arise, the aggregate of mind, your mind dwell on something. That's why I early on explained to you in the Heart Sutta. When the mind is heedless, what happens? It think a lot, Karana. What is thinking? What is thinking? Creation of thought, isn't it? Arising out of five aggregate, isn't it? When you are thinking, you are not heedful, understand not? Because when you think, you cannot be mindful. You cannot be aware of the moment, understand not? Means you are lost in thought, understand not? So when you are lost in thought, you are preoccupied with what? Whatever you are thinking, understand not? Then the worst is, when you think, that thought condition you emotionally based on your views and your opinion and your conditioning, understand not? Or then you start to stir your mind, create more story, understand not? Then react, get angry, unhappy, or become lustful, and all this thing. And this is what human beings are doing. So you know your mind throughout the day dwell on so many things, understand not? That's why the true mind don't dwell. That's why to the enlightened one, they understand. The mind must have no dwelling. To be heedful is to be without thought, ever mindful. That's why the real meditation, the real training is not what people think. You go retreat, still got so much thought, noting, verbalizing, chattering inside there. And you say you awakened already, you enlightened already. What is the tea also you don't know. What is the true mind also you don't know. You meditate with the thought. When you are within the field of thought, you can never penetrate the Dhamma. Because the Dhamma, the Buddha already defined under the salutation to the Dhamma just now when we chant. Suakato Bhagavata Dhammo. Well expounded is the Dhamma by the Buddha. Then the characteristics of the Dhamma, what are they? The Dhamma is sanditiko, the Buddha said. What is sanditiko? Sanditiko. What is it? Can be realized. What? Sanditiko. Can be realized in the here and the now. Means no need to wait until there. Then promise you Nibbana, or promise you the eternal heaven. After you die, you can never sure whether that promise is fulfilled or not. But if the Buddha said this Dhamma can be realized in the here and now before the form and mind cease or separate or die, then this is something that is very, very meaningful. Means I don't have to wait till death, no, to find out whether it is true or not. No. I can realize it before this form and mind die. Oh, that is beautiful. That's why this Dhamma is sanditiko. Second characteristic of Dhamma is what? After sanditiko is what? Just now you chant. Akaliko. No, ehipasiko is later. You chant. Akaliko. Pamasuri is correct. Akaliko means what? This Dhamma is akaliko, the Buddha said. Means the Dhamma is what? Timeless. Understand not? Beyond thought. Time, you know what is time. When your mind moves, time arises, understand not? This is psychological time, understand not? Understand not? Mental time. We are not talking about physical time, understand not? So psychological time or mental time is actually heedlessness, lost in thought, understand not? Your mind dwelling on something. Understand not? Can follow not? Now we go deeper into the Dhamma, understand not? Last night I cannot explain all this because you are not ready, understand not? That's why I said there are a lot more things that you can penetrate when you develop the firm base, the basic understanding of the Theravada teaching, five aggregate of form and mind, especially after you finish Heart Sutta. That's why the Heart Sutta handbook is a very important handbook. All the teaching that you need, they are all there. If you understand that, you will penetrate Diamond Sutta without much of a problem. And you will understand all of them. And all this can become clearer and clearer and clearer. Understand not? So when The Dhamma you realize is not akaliko, means what? It's thought based. It's knowledge. Born of thinking, understand not? Born of the thought. That's why it's not timeless. It's not beyond thought, beyond time. Then the third one is what? Sanditiko, akaliko. The third one is what? Ahipasiko, just now Yunchan mentioned. What is ahipasiko? This Dhamma is ahipasiko, the Buddha said. Because it is the truth, the Buddha said. It will stand up to investigation. That's why he invites you to come and investigate into it. You don't have to believe what he say. This Dhamma, all of the Buddha's teaching, the essential Dhamma, Dhammapada verses 1, 2, 183, 21, 22, 23, all you can put to test and investigate. It will stand up to investigation. The three evil root, the five mental hindrance, the five spiritual faculty, the seven factors of enlightenment, the law of dependent origination, the four noble truths, they can all be investigated and put to test. And they will stand up to investigation. That's why the teaching is very unique. That's why this Dhamma is ahipasiko. Then the next one is what? Opanayiko. Opanayiko means what? Leading inward into your nature, into your heart. Understand? If what you meditate and develop is all thought, it will never lead inward. Understand? It will never lead inward to your nature, your true mind, your true nature within. That's why all these are the characteristics of the Dhamma that the Buddha taught. If you meditate or cultivate, then you believe you are enlightened or you think you are enlightened, then you check. Is the Dhamma that you had already developed really have these characteristics of sanditiko, akaliko, ehipasiko, opanayiko? The last one is what? The last one is what? Pacetang veditatbo vinohiti. Pacetang means what? Can be realized by the wise, each for themselves. Only the wise, form and mind connected to the wisdom, can understand. Just give me a minute. Hong lai gya ho. I think I text to her on her. No. My book, don't worry. Come on. Oh, he closed. Who is? They are here already. What text for? All these books, the Heart Sutta, all those things. You just call her back. Call her back and see. Oh, they are coming. Okay, you ask them to come. Huh? So after you open the door. This one is Pearly and Eric. The husband and wife, you haven't seen them. All the Dhamma book you receive, they are coming. No. Ask them to come in. I will pass. When they come, you open the door, then I will collect the book. Okay, let me gather the book first. Because they text to me, the condition was such, very funny, you know. When I contemplate and reflect, I want to pass this book to them, you know, but I don't know how to pass to them, you know. And she seldom texts me, you know. Today she suddenly texts me, you know. Just now, you know what she texts me, you know? He asked me, he said, "Brother Teo, do you still have the biography of Long Po Man in Mandarin?" I replied, "Just given out to Jennifer yesterday, I think, or the other day, when Jennifer came." So I say, "No more, and we don't need it. But I got some books for you," I say. Then I WhatsApp over what Sui An WhatsApp, the Heart Sutta, all those things in picture form. I say I was sending over to Section 17, the mother-in-law's place. Then suddenly they call, they say they are coming. So good to get to know them. They are beautiful people. Yeah. All of the Dhamma book for the last 20, 30 years, I think. At least got 30 years, if I'm not wrong. Yes, when I started in 1975, 76, they were already starting to print the Dhamma book. Yeah. Then there is good affinity. They are quite close to me. Yeah. So I supported them in the initial years. I gave them quite a bit of printing work. We had that time a lot of controversy. There was another group also printing on. Then there were a lot of misunderstanding, I think. So then I told them, you don't worry. You do it sincerely. You will be beautiful. Oh. Then I think that time Pali still knew. Huh? But Eric was, the husband was very sincere in doing all this. So it turned out they survived. They became very established. Yeah. And they opened up their staff quarters, the husband's staff quarters, to become a Dhamma house. Last time it's near Brickfield there. Yeah. Yeah. I think many of the old people, they have been there. Then later on the government take back, they have to shift. Now the center is another place, I don't know where is it. But I always contact her through this section 17. I think the mother-in-law place. Yeah. Mm. I get her the book first. Huh? Give me a minute.
Thank you.
Okay. While we're waiting for them, huh? We can continue. Okay, now. Let's text here. Text here, is it? He replied already. Oh, your phone already. Okay, good. Thank you. They were ring the bell, I think. Okay, just now where did I stop? I was explaining about the Dhamma, the Sanditiko. Oh, Pachetang. You know what is Pachetang? Can be realized. This Dhamma can only be realized, listener, by the wise each for themselves. Nobody else can understand. Only the wise one. Yeah. And this is self-realization. It's awakening. They say the Buddha always say, he can only show you the way. He cannot do it for you. All of truth need to be awakened by the individual form and mind. Nobody can do it for you. They can show you the way. They can guide you. They can share the understanding with you. But you need to cultivate, walk the path yourself and do it yourself. That's why the cultivation is individual. You cannot expect people to do it for you. If it can be done, the Buddha is very, very compassionate. He will do for every living being. Yes. But it cannot be done. If it can be done, I also want to give it to all. But it cannot be done. So that's why the uniqueness of the Dhamma, you need to have a clear understanding. That's why we chant as per the Buddha's advice. We pay homage. Then we chant the salutation. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. These are all the important puja procedure that you do. Then you get the faith. You get the merits. Reverential salutation followed by the salutation. You chant. You pay respect to the Buddha. You chant homage to the blessed one, the worthy one, and the fully enlightened one 3 times. Then after that, you take refuge. Refuge is very important. Because apart from this triple gem, there is no refuge. This is the only refuge safe. Means, apart from the triple gem, you cannot find the Four Noble Truths. It's only within the triple gem. That's why you have to take refuge. So that there is condition, so that there is affinity, so that when you make connection with the triple gem, they are a source of what they call great wisdom, where you can really, really benefit when you connect their vows, just like we earlier on shared, their perfection, their wisdom, their virtue, and all their what they call great aspiration and vow. They can actually help the cultivator of the way. The moment you can connect to them sincerely through the faith, then you persevere with your cultivation. All these great beings, the great Bodhisattva and Sammasambuddha, they will guide you along, they will protect you, and they will bless you. Then this journey or this path become much bearable, much more easier. Then you will have a lot of gratitude and compassion towards them for what they have done. Then your nature will arise and it will do the same to help all the future ones who can connect. So this is the beauty of the Dhamma. So this Diamond Sutta, when we start after the retreat, I think it will be beautiful. Well, these are the conditions that arise. I didn't even have thought about this. Nobody asked me to share this Diamond Sutta until this is the first time. Well, this is a very difficult sutta. And very few people can really expound it. For your benefit, you can turn to the introduction page. I also haven't read. Oh, they got Shakyamuni Buddha, homage to Shakyamuni Buddha. Okay, then they got the birth story of the Buddha. Oh, this one is a different version. Oh, then his ascetic practice, then how he became the Sammasambuddha, then the first sermon, turning of the Dhamma wheel, the three turning of the Four Noble Truths, see, is emphasized there, page 5. Then receiving of offering, how the Sangha was formed, then they were able to actually receive offering. Then teacher of man and God, nurturing good root, then parinibbana. And then Venerable Master Chen Hua, also my refuge teacher for my whole family. Then the title is Vajra Prajna Paramita Sutta. Then you turn to the introduction page. On this English translation, page 7, Romanized number. The sutta say, one's mind should produce a thought without dwelling anywhere. Actually, that mind is the true mind. So this is the opening statement. And they like to quote this because this is the famous happening. Feining make Diamond Sutta very famous. Then he said, the sixth patriarch, the great master Huining, heard that sentence and awakened to the way. Any dwelling of the heart is no dwelling. Therefore, the larger chapter say, if one dwells in phenomena, he does not dwell in prajna paramita. Anasara. Anasara. What is phenomena? The condition arising world, the phenomenal world of consciousness and its content for my mind. If you dwell on phenomena, you does not dwell on prajna paramita. What is prajna paramita? Perfection of wisdom, great wisdom. So this one is very beautiful. Then if one does not dwell in phenomena, he dwells in prajna paramita. This one also very difficult, no? Because if you can really have that type of mind that don't dwell in phenomena, then you definitely awaken already. So that's why heedlessness is so powerful. The moment you can be heedful, like the Buddha said, you are destined for enlightenment. But if it's only for a short split second, then still not that what they call effective as yet. You may have some glimpse of what that thing is, but it is not that penetrative as yet. That's why this true mind, you must develop it until it is very stable, until you can be with it most of the time. Then it will go through all the cultivation, then it will go through all the cessation, then it will awaken and understand. That's why it's very beautiful. Then next one is what? That is why every one of the great prajna assemblies begins with an explanation of non-dwelling. You don't dwell on anything, understand not? That sutta also said, at that time, the world honor one, world honor one is the Buddha, Sammasambuddha, using teaching that which will not, what is this, witticism, means very witty one, is it? Yunjan, is it? Means very witty people, exchange their understanding, but this one is not witticism. Discuss the mark of the Tathagata. For the sake of all bodhisattva, he proclaimed prajna, the profound principle and tendency of the method of pondering the word will, saying, all phenomena devoid of marks, because they are not any of the many marks. Any phenomena are wishless, because they cannot be found. through seeking. You know what is seeking, huh? Seeking is craving, motive. You want something. That's why the mind is already there, craving for something, seeking for something. All phenomena are still, because they are eternally. What is this word? How to pronounce? Quenstian. How to pronounce this word? From the word quiet, isn't it? Quenstian, not Vincent, Quenstian. I think it has got something to do with quietness, isn't it? Stillness or silence. They are eternally that way. All phenomena are impermanent because they are without a permanent nature. All phenomena are without bliss because there is nothing about them that is blissful. All phenomena are without self. This one we understood through the Theravada teaching, because they have no self-mastery. All phenomena are devoid of purity, because they are apart from the mark of purity. All phenomena cannot be obtained, because in searching for their mark, it cannot be found. That explains the principle and tendency of emptiness of the nature. So very confusing, huh? So that is what Diamond Sutta is all about. That's why you think you want to learn something, Dhamma. You cannot find Diamond Sutta. I tell you, Diamond Sutta is very profound. That's why Master Sun Hoa also very tactful. You look at the title, he used the word what? The first three words is what? The white color one, front page. He just used the word, a general explanation. He did not tell you he is going to expound to you. He said, a general explanation. He just explained it generally. Okay, so we keep this until we start. So this will create some interest in you, so that you go back, you slowly read through and try your best to see how much you can understand. Actually, by now you should be okay, not too bad. Not like completely cash no ball. You know what is cash no ball? They are more cute. There is now some form of understanding, except they are very abstract. Especially the mark and no mark. You don't think it's exam question, zero mark and full mark. This mark is very different. This one is Prajna Paramita. Paramita is perfection. Perfection of wisdom. So when you develop the perfection of wisdom, means you fulfill the paramita. Means you have full wisdom. You are near the Buddha already. So this type of wisdom is very powerful. That's why the word mark, M-A-R-K. The Dhamma that has a mark is not the true Dhamma. The true Dhamma, no mark. That's why when you score zero, that is good mark. True emptiness. That's why I stand at 110-0. I hold the record. Last in the class. I still remember that one. I took the report back. My father got a shock. Is it no more English school? Is it sent to Mandarin Chinese school? He got a shock. He saw, how come the report card like that one? Oh, red color one. And some more, everyone is 0, 0, 0. that was the best. And that time I still don't know what Dhamma is. I don't know what emptiness is. So life is pretty amusing. I also never knew when I grew up I can become like that. But when I very young, I really knew I very different from other people. And that one thing I can vouch for it. Yeah. I really knew when I was very young, I'm very different from ordinary people. Because the way I look at things, the way I understand things, and the way I go about doing things is all opposite of the conventional. I blow flute also the other way around. Oh. I look at things different. I add, you all add from the left to the right. I add from the right to the left. I add the big number first, then the small number, zop, I get the answer already. People add the small number first. Then when I look at things, I look at the overall one. I don't look at that. Means the way my nature is trained, I want to understand the overall before I start doing anything. Even when I came out to work, when I study also same. If I cannot understand the overall, I don't want to study. I don't want to go into it. That's why when I saw the Four Noble Truths, I was so happy. I said, nobody can do that. Summarize all of life into just like that. All of the mundane and so on. That time I already knew. And nobody taught me Dhamma. Now you go and look at the Four Noble Truths with your knowledge. See whether you can understand. At that time, nobody taught me. I don't even know what the Dhamma is. But the moment I saw the Four Noble Truths, I said, no need to search it. This is the real one. I said, nobody can do that. After they enlighten or awaken, if they can summarize all of their understanding into just Four Noble Truths, that being is the real one. Because at that time when I was in Form 5, I remember, 1971, my nature tell me, even if I were to become enlightened, like what the Samasambuddha realized, I cannot summarize all of the understanding into just four beautiful truths. Cannot. No way. That's why I knew this is the real one. After that, no more doubt, no more search. I stopped all searching. Then I knew this is the teaching that will allow me to understand everything about this universe. When I was in Form 4, I remember, I was reflecting and contemplating about life. I like to just, at night, go to a quiet place. Yeah? Then I will lie down with my body facing the sky. Then I will observe the stars. Yeah? Then I will feel the breeze and all things. Then I always wonder, who am I? What am I? Then that time I understand a little bit about geography and science. Then I knew our planet is just one of the miserable star system. Means our planet is one of the solar system. One of the minute planets that goes around the sun. And each and every star is a potential sun, either bigger or smaller. And the whole universe is so immense that through science we know we are talking about light years away. The universe is so immense. And they still haven't detected the boundary. Like it's an unending void. Space is such an immensity. Then that time I keep on using the thought to understand, stretching the imagination of this mind. And yet I cannot. So finally I conclude, I have to meditate to understand. I don't know why I do that. Because I see a lot of kung fu show. The swordsmanship. I saw them go to the cave. I like that one. The first show I remember was Xian He Shen Zhen. That was a very nice show. It always showed the old master inside the cave there meditate. And I like to do that. That I don't know how to meditate also. But I love those type of show. And I like to see the birth story of the Buddha. The life history of the Buddha. Every show that is shown on the cinema in Alostar near my house, that theater, I will go and see it. And because of that, I grew up differently. Yeah. Then my outlook on life was very different. And I knew a lot of things that I understood later on was so different from the normal mind of living beings. Yeah. Before I understand, I'm far behind them, knowledge-wise. Eh? But the moment I understand, I not only chase out, no, I go beyond their understanding. Because my inquiry was very different. I can probe, investigate, inquire deep into things. And I learn very fast. I don't really need teacher. I learn from truth. Wherever there is truth, wherever there is understanding, I penetrate. My nature penetrates very fast. So this is how different beings, when they are born into this world, they have different paths. That's why they inherit different character, different personality, and different understanding. The good thing about this nature is, I realize I don't have to pay back. I don't have to really pay back any significant karmic debt. My life is very smooth, very beautiful. I only got minor injury when I was young. Yeah. Fell down, then the coconut leaf, I remember. Then kena pricked by nail, sometimes rusty nail, and cut. You know, last time you roam around without shoe, without slipper. So those were the days. But apart from that, my life is very beautiful. Yeah. Very, very beautiful. That's why when I, as I grew up, as I go through life, I start to experience a lot of things. Then I start to understand a lot of things that are related to karma, to my part. That's why I have a very strong understanding of karma since young. And many things just show it to me before even I know the Dhamma. Then I knew these are the things that you cannot do. Just like my mother Ang Pao, I take $2. The luck become rotten, sui like anything, lost like anything, and show it to you. That time I didn't know the Dhamma yet. There are many things. My thought cannot arise negativity. Every time I try to cheat, deceive, and I will lose. Things will not go my way. Then a lot of things will go like there is something punishing you. But every time I do my duty, because I like to help out in my family. I was the one that actually helped out the most. I helped my father look after the shop, the medical shop. Then I helped my father open the door every morning, close the door, then sweep the floor, clean the place and all that. Then I like to help my family to fold blanket, chop firewood and all those things. And I like to do all those things. Yeah. Then I realize every time I do my this duty well, my luck very good. Then my mind very powerful. When I concentrate, even play cards or what, or mahjong, the card come on. Even poker, the card really come on. You know, the mind power is very strong that time. Whatever I will, it will come on. But if I lie or cheat or violate the precept, that time I don't even know what is the precept, that thing cannot happen, or it doesn't work on that. You very sui, upside down. Everything don't go your way. So this is how, from young, I learned. Then I knew many things that happened, I knew there is some forces behind, like about 8 years old, in the river when I swim, remember, with the basketball. I almost died. And I knew that time something helped me. I didn't know who helped me. Then straight away after that, I don't go in and swim anymore. Then, I think 20 over years later, after I understood, then when I pay respect to Kuan Yin at my house, the number 8 house, then only the vision came. Then only I realized, how can the same vision in the river swimming at the age of 8 just come like that? After so long, I actually forgotten about it already. Then I straight away knew who helped me. Otherwise, cannot. Well, I was expressing my gratitude and my respect towards Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and I just pay respect. Then after that, I silenced my mind, and I was gazing at Kuan Yin Bodhisattva with a lot of gratitude, a lot of joy, a lot of respect. Then all of a sudden, the vision come out. Then you can see, you know, like that image, that Kuan Yin are smiling to you, then that vision come. Then straight away I knew. I kneeled down immediately, and the tears just came. Then I just pay respect with gratitude and thank her for protecting this nature. That's how I came to know all these beings. When you connect, they protect, bless and guide you. Yeah. Then many occasions, 1986 or so, she came. Many. Yeah. So all this, as you cultivate, when you really, really have that affinity, the condition, things will manifest, things will happen. And the form and mind will develop understanding on its own, little. So if you got any of this you want to share, you can share. Huh? Anybody want to share your experience? After all, you have gone through life for so long, isn't it? Then now you know the Dhamma, you recall back in the past. Then you will relate on why you are like that. Understand? A lot of things has to do with your past. Like the Buddha said, we are all born of our karma. Heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma. And we are what we are because of karma. And that was the most profound understanding of law of karma. That's why I have very strong faith in that teaching. And I can understand the working of karma very, very well. Anybody? Nobody? Oh, it's still about 35 minutes. Okay, maybe we now open it up for Q&A or meditation reporting. Anybody wants to report their meditation? Or ask any related question related to the meditation, the Dhamma, and how to apply and make use of this understanding to live life. You're still waiting for Hui Rong. Everybody don't want to ask. Then pass the mic to Hui Rong. Polian, the mic is in front.
其实 Brother Liu 一开始在介绍这本书的时候，你讲到那个 True Mind， 其实我最近有一个经验，
Very good. Yeah.
其实是我过年的时候，我有去一趟尼泊尔爬山。
OK。
那个爬山其实不是重点啊。Before 我去之前，我刚刚在车上其实跟 Anne 讲，我讲到我很，其实我很激动。
Yeah.
然后，怎么讲？我在 Internet 发现了一个 Monastery， 那我也不知道为什么，我就觉得我一定要去。
好 ，Very good
。然后我爬山。
They arrive already, huh? Tang is here.
understand the path.
Okay, sorry for the interruption. Huh? Continue. Huh? 刚才你讲到爬山啊，终点是另外一个那个 temple. What is the temple? What is the name of the temple?
其实它是一个叫做敦珠法王的 monastery.
Oh, monastery.
其实我根本不认识它。
Okay.
那我爬山回来，其实我回到噶曼都是大概四点多吧。
啊、，OK。
可是那时候我就觉得我很急着要去。
啊。
我还跟我老公说快一点，我不能等了。
啊 ，OK。
然后，我还记得我是用跑的，因为我知道 afternoon monastery 通常是关了。
啊、关的，
对。
对，
嗯。可是我还是要去啦。然后去了、
oh, okay.
的确是关了，可是就反正就遇到一个人，然后那个人让那个 monk 帮我开了门，我就进去了。
OK。
那个进去，那其实去的时候哦，因为我老公在
啊
然后我进去之后，我觉得我的心在哭。
OK。
可是哦，我觉得我那时候觉得我好像变成两个人两个人哦、一个就是好像普通 visiting monastery 这样子，
对，
另外一个就你会觉得你哭得很惨，然后你会觉得来不及了
OK
一直到其实到我回来，其实我会觉得以前的话我会很激动，
对，
其实甚至到我回来都会一直很激动的。
对对，现在不一样了。
我现在不会很激动，可是哦，像我刚刚跟 Anne 讲的时候，我觉得我好像又变两个人。一个人就是好像很 peaceful 这样子。可是另外一个人就是很好像在那边哭一样。
对对对。
然后刚刚 Brother Dale 你在讲出卖
啊，
我就会想到。出卖是没有 dwelling 的，
对啊，没有 dwelling 啊。
可是那个哭泣的我，到底是我的 attachment 吗
？OK
。然后，可是我又可以像平常一样，而且我会觉得很快乐的继续向前走
啊。OK
然后会觉得有点。我有点不明白，因为那有点好像精神分裂这样子。
OK。
以前的话，我记得很清楚，我第一次去，我是根本就是陷入那种很悲伤的心情里面。
对对。
可是我这次就变成人格分裂
好像两个 personality 在里面。
对对、一个是在那边哭，一个是就是
平常的嘛、
对对对。
说你有什么 question 呢、
我的 question 是像、因为其实我认为我第一次去的时候，因为我很陷入一直在想说那个到底是什么。
你回去同一个 monastery 啊？
哦，不同
啊，
这个是我、 我也不知道。
你在 internet 找到的啦。
对，我找到。其实那个 monastery 是那个敦珠房，其实是在 Debaden 的 practice 里面是很有名的。
嗯。
他其实大概在198多年就 pass away 了。
哦、OK。
他是在法国 pass away。然后结果他们把他的 body 放在杜巴里面、
oh, okay.
送回来放在这个 monastery 里面、
oh, okay.
所以其实是这个这个敦珠房其实就是在那个杜巴里面、
oh, okay. Okay.
然后可是我进到那边我就觉得我只有一个念头就是怎么来不及了
哦、oh, ，OK OK，
那来不及什么？其实我也不知道来不及。
That's what the thought tell you 啊，啊，把你感觉到心里面感觉到来不及了。
对
，That's the urgency. OK，
对
，Good Good OK
那。那我后来其实没有继续想很多啦，因为我想也没什么用啊。
对对，
因为
你去那边几天？
我这次去十天，不过我爬山就爬了六天。
哦哦，你也是爬 Himalayas 啊，这么厉害？
没有啦，没有很高。
是啦，我女儿刚到那边两天前。
哦，可是现在在飞机场都关掉了。
他就是很 lucky 哦。
哦。
他 4th to 7th of March, the whole airport was closed 哦。
啊，是
哦，
是
哦。And her flight was 8 morning
哦。哦，就可以去了。
No, she still don't know. Finger crossed.
哦。
So she flew back from Singapore, join me, then 跟我讲。我那天才知道了 ，Saturday 才收到他的 message，Saturday 回到这边吃一个晚餐 ，Sunday 早上6:30就要出发去 airport，、还不知道可以飞不可以飞。Then I happened to have dinner with Padma Suri, Dion, Sui An 跟蜜蜂他们 ，then.My son also, my daughter, then we all, I think about 10 of us, 10 of us. Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Kaur, 对、那个在拜伦做工的，因为以前那个 seminar 2013 organ 我去，他们 take care of us very well, so I organized this dinner to repay their kindness and generosity.So they invite me to stay at their house. Then for that few days, they really take care of us like anything. So because of that gratitude, 我就 organize 那个 dinner. 那刚好我女儿回来。So my daughter came back, so we had a very good dinner. Then he was talking about Kathmandu, Himalayas. Then Sui An, as usual, very, very up to date with the news on. He said, Kathmandu airport closed. My daughter said, yeah, she was...told by the colleague also. He said, but I just fly back. I want to go. He said, I want to go. And really, you know, that night having dinner, we still don't know whether the airport will be open or closed. Though. Until almost midnight only, we were told very likely it will be open because they are going to clear the last debris until midnight. Until the next morning to open up the runway.And that morning we went there where I told my daughter I called Bernard to fetch us and my wife. I will wait together with her. If cancel flight, then we come back together. Then you can have holiday here. But the flight was on schedule. So she is now there already. She WhatsApp me and there is a Facebook report also. So, 也是爬山啊，跟你一样了。你六天啊，他二十天了。Every day 6 hours, he said. 10 days to go up, 10 days to come down, up to base camp.
我是回来那一天的，我是回来那一天。
那个 weather 怎样？那个 weather 怎样 ？Weather？
其实我去的时候
还好。
到了第一天，刚好是他们
Hindu
有一个叫做 Shiva Day。
啊，用那个麦。
Shiva Stay， 然后他们说 Shiva Stay 一定要下雨。
呀、yeah, ，很大的 occasion。
啊
，Lot Shiva 啊。
啊，然后结果我要开始爬山的前一天，
啊、
哇，下冰雹，下到很大。可是 隔天我们出发，然后就很好天气了。
啊 good,
然后一直到我们要回来 Malaysia 那一天
又下雨，
就在开始下雨、啊、那还好我们就回来，然后隔两三天、
啊、
那个德基的 airline 就
yeah, yeah, 就 crash 了。哇 you were there 啦，德基 airline crash
没有没有没有，我回来两天之后
哦，才 crash 了、
啊、
哇 lucky otherwise 你不能飞回来哦。
对，所以其实我都还很 lucky 的、
啊、very very lucky 啊，刷的刷的 very good， 很好很好。
只是其实这次有一个 experience， 就是因为我这次带两个孩子去
哦，很好哦、啊，
然后我同样我会带，当然我一定会带他们去那个博达那边
yeah, yeah, yeah.
pay respect、
yeah.
可是哦我的女儿她不愿意
pay respect
pay respect、
OK 啊，让她。
然后可是我、我不知道为什么我很自信，我认为她以后是跟我一样的。
哦、oh, oh, oh, ，啥的啥的，
因为
好、啊、
我年轻也是那样。
哦、oh, oh, ，也是这样啊，啊，也是有一点怪怪的，也是。Yeah, very good, very good.
所以她不 pay respect， 我没有，我其实一点、
啊、
我一点都不在意。
Yeah,
然后我
不要不要勉强他们。
而且我不知道为什么我这次很有信心，我觉得她以后是。
会跟着你走这条路啊，走佛法这条路不用紧。
嗯，只是其实我刚刚所以像刚刚其实我回来之后，我其实没有想太多我在港曼都的事情。可是刚刚我在跟 Ann 在车上讲的时候
啊，
我觉得那种感觉又浮现，就是那种一个人变两个人
呀，
那种。
Like,
感觉又浮现了
double personality
对对对、嗯、那其实我也不知道哪一个是哪一个是什么，可是、
okay.
所以你刚刚在讲出卖，
对对对，
那我在想、
嗯、
可能那两个都不是我的出卖吧。
呀呀、yeah, yeah. OK 我会仔细的explain 给你听、This type of experience is very common、for those who may not understand Mandarin, maybe I translate a bit. Because according to Huirong, he said just now when she heard the sharing on the Diamond Sutta, when we mentioned about the true mind, so it reminds her of her trip to Nepal recently. She was at Kathmandu. Then she went onto the net to search for temple. She located the one Tibetan temple, a very famous Tibetan temple. Then she went there. Before that, she went for mountain climbing. But the mountain climbing was not the main issue. The main issue was her feeling when she was there. She got this very funny feeling that there's an urgency to do something. Not much time left. He has to do it. But he doesn't know what the thing is. So that's why she said, while she was about to go to that temple, the Tibetan temple, he even hurried the husband and said, quiet, quiet, quiet. So like something very urgent. Then when she was there, it's like there's a personality split too. She knew that there was one nature within that can experience the sadness. 会伤心的吗？啊，好苦啦！
为什么我来不及了？
啊 ，But you got this sad feeling inside, isn't it? Sad feeling. Then the other one is like a normal mind, who just want to visit this temple and all those things. You see, when you go to all these spiritual places, or when there is affinity to go to certain places, that's why you.She has been to Nepal many times. 最少都有四次、三次、三次。我记得你带你父亲去，在early on 你跟你丈夫去，so three times. So there is affinity, otherwise she won't go there so many times. So what happened is, there's a reason to be in those places. So that's why when your nature has the affinity, it can feel then there must be something in the past. I don't know what is it that make you recall. That's why that nature feel that there is an urgency that you're supposed to do in the past. That's why that feeling will come back. Then you feel very sad. So very likely is the cultivation. You have to develop the cultivation to actually understand all these things. Then only your mind can liberate. Then only all this suffering can go. So that is what, at the moment, based on what you report, I sense this could be one of the possibilities. But like you said, this is not the true mind, definitely. But this is that nature that can sense and feel. Then that sensation, the feeling is connected to the past. Anasana. That's why it arises like that. But the other one is, there's another one that most people experience at the spiritual place where they got a lot of affinities. The tears will come, they will cry, but yet there is no sadness on. Like the cry of joy that you have finally come home, Manasara. Back to the place that you used to cultivate and all those things. And it's like, it's a long lost home, Manasara. Like you haven't gone back for very long. Then suddenly, not only one life, no, it's like many, many lives. No, and suddenly you are home again. So that one is different. That one, there is no sadness on. But there is these tears that keep on coming. Then there are also another type where you just feel you are not emotional. Like when I went back to China about 15 years ago, I think. 1999. Oh no, 1996. About 19 years ago. I was at this place. Han San Si. You know where is Han San Si? Han San. Somewhere near Shanghai Jiangnan, the area. Hangzhou. When the bus took us there, very funny one. The moment I land there, then as I walk up, I didn't even know what the temple is. Of course, they mentioned the word Han San Si. I didn't really have any idea or thought, and I don't even know who Han San is. But the very funny is the bus, when it reached there, just like earlier on at Xi'an, Bai Ma Si, I felt the energy. Then I asked around, where is this place? Then they tell me, the Xi'an one, Bai Ma Si. Oh, then I knew already about the place with that relic. Then I can actually, through my nature, I can feel and pinpoint exactly where that energy comes from. No? Then I saw that pagoda, no? Very strong from there. Finally, I came to know that's where Sakyamuni Buddha's relic was enshrined underneath. Yeah, I saw a commentary on the Astro TV channel. After I came back, not long, I saw the archaeologists, how they opened up the whole thing. And it was very sophisticated setting. They bury it with all those things. You know, last time, the China ancient emperor, they got all this skillful craftsmen who do it. Then they had to slowly open it out, no, to reach the relics. Yeah. And it was shown document. That's why I felt very strong. Relics of Sakyamuni Buddha that Tang San Zhang brought back from India. Yeah. Established in China. Yeah. And very, very strong. Then when I went in, I told you the old monk was more here. Then those funny things all happened. But I got no tears on. But I can feel that place is different. Man. Yeah. That place, the energy is very strong and very fine. And that type of vibration, only the very, very highly evolved being can have that type of vibration, that type of energy, that type of stillness. Then the other one is at Han San Si. Very funny. When I was at Han San Si. I remember you had to climb up quite high. I think you had to go up to a hill, a small hill. As I walk, the energy becomes stronger is one thing. Then I got a feeling like this place is very familiar. Like I have stayed here before. Then when I reached the temple inside, like I had been in this place before. Very strange feeling. Then I knew there is some affinity. Then later on when they explained to me, this Han San Si is actually a great monk called Han San. Si Te is the other brother. Then I remember the book I bought when I was in MU, first year engineering. Funny, I went to the bookshop, all the engineering book and all the other book I didn't buy, I just buy this book, Autobiography of Han San. But that was only few Buddhist book. Then funny, when I took that book out, I got a feeling I must buy that book. So I just bought that book. I didn't read. I just flicked through, then I just bought, then I put it in the shelf. Then after 1989, after I understood the Dhamma, my nature said, maybe have a look at this book, see what it says. I opened up and read. I got a shock. Everything he do, the meditation, is like what I do this life. I also don't know why. He also say, he got no psyche on. He cannot know anything. But he got this nature that can understand a lot of things. He also don't do concentration. He also don't go into samatha. He just silent awareness. I said, how come got people do meditation also like that? Then when I went to China, I didn't know it was this monk the temple belonged to. Until I had that funny feeling. Then when the bell rang, then I knew that was the place I had been there before. Then after I came back, only I recall that book. Then I looked at the book again to confirm that the meditation really was what I did. Then I realized what he shared exactly what I do this life. How you explain, I don't know. And this name is very funny. When I translate the Surangama Sutta, remember? The commentary was by him also. Han San. That's why I can understand his book. I can understand everything he wrote. His commentary. So these are the few possibilities when you go to spiritual place. So the split personality is actually not a split personality. It's that nature feels something. That it could be your past vow or determination or affinity that it will manifest and you will feel it. Then sometimes there is joy, sometimes there is sadness, then sometimes it reminds you of what you have to do. There's an urgency. Asana. Maybe that time you knew there's an urgency to cultivate. That's why I briefly can tell you this is one of the possibilities. Because otherwise you won't feel like that. You won't go through things like that. Then like many of you all who went for the spiritual trip, you also knew what happened to you all. Even Joyce also went to Thailand also. Mimi went to Uthai San. And many other Kayamita, they got different experiences. But all the experiences center on one thing. The nature feel. The nature know. The thought cannot know. Even Brother Song went through the Rayong and all this thing. Come back, he keep on asking me, why I cannot understand the rational. I say you use the thinking mind, mundane mind. Sure cannot understand. Yeah, this is beyond mind, beyond thought. This is from your nature. Then everything that arises is different. Totally different from what the thought. That's why the thought cannot understand. And the thought will never understand what is all this thing. Because thought is thought. That's why thought got dwelling. Thought is limited. Thought is conditionalizing. cause of phenomena. Thought has all these characteristics of impermanence, suffering state, and empty nature or non-self. But the true mind can understand all this. That's why the true mind, the understanding is beyond thought, beyond mind. And it doesn't dwell. Yeah. But to live life, to come to this conditioned world, existential world, you need a form of mind, understand? Karmically conditioned out. A vehicle and a tool for you to come. You read the book, the green book. Who are you? What are you? The one that I spoke at the Thursday class. Very clearly explained inside there. So this is the understanding that you can develop. So it's like split personality, but not. The other thing about split personality is when a person is being possessed, understand not? When there's another consciousness that went in, and the existing consciousness in the form of mind is very weak because of coming. Very weak. So they take over. Then this double personality can manifest. So all these are coming, different. Whereas the other one is more of the spiritual, your nature field. The double personality of another consciousness going in on is also quite common. That one is normally karmic. You have to pay the karmic debt. Last time you do all this funny thing to people. Now condition arise. It's your turn. You get into this type of problem. Like drug addict. You push drug. Then you come back. In the future, you become the victim. People will push to you. And you will get into trouble. So all these are all nature's law governing life and existence, mainly law of karma. Okay? It's something good. That's why as you develop your cultivation, your understanding also will follow you. Then when you develop more understanding, you can understand much more things. Like now, compared to a few years ago, before you come for the classes, your understanding has actually improved a lot. It has actually evolved without you really, really knowing it. Because the way you see things, the way you approach things, and the way you understand things is so different now. Like you said, last time you have been very excited, come back, worry about it, think about it. Now different. You can accept them as what they are. Then you know, think also like that, don't think also like that. So you are not so disturbed by it or worried by it. So you have a different way of understanding. Then even your daughter don't want to pay respect, one of your daughter don't want to pay respect to the Buddha, it's okay. Because your nature will know one day she will follow you. Just like when you're young, when you don't understand, you also don't want to pay respect. When my mother asked me to pay respect to the deity, I cannot, I refuse. Then finally, before my mother, I respect her. I took the joystick, I hold, I count 1 to 10. I put it down. Just to please her. Well, all the deity, I cannot. But when it comes to Kuan Yin, when it comes to the great being, Sakyamuni, Amitabha, Medicine Buddha, Yao Sifo, Ti Zhang Wang Pusa, Pu Xian, Wen Su, and Ta Sister, automatic one, no? Will go and pay respect or not. I also don't know why. Nobody teach me. But when I went into the Chinese temple, the last time in the Chinese temple when I was young, especially Kuan Yin Ting. Kuan Yin Ting. I go in, I straight away know how to pay respect to all those few great beings. But when I go into a normal Chinese temple with all the dainty one, I cannot. Very funny. All the dainty one, a lot on last time. Ang Kong King, they call Ang Kong. Understand? Devas. Deva temple. Not the Buddhist temple, Deva temple. They got a lot of dainty one. Some they got Kwan Kong, some they got the monkey god. Then they got the Samon Nyang Nyang, Samon Nyang Nyang. Then they got Jekong. All different type. Then some they have certain belief, so they will enshrine those deities. Not to say they don't exist, they do exist. But my nature was different. It has got not much affinity with those types. And it just know that this is not the being to take refuge or pay respect. That's why it cannot do asana. Even the pai ti gong, you are chok kao and all those things. I cannot do all those things on that time. But later I came to know King Sakha was a sutapan. During the Buddha's time. So, very funny. But at least I take the joystick. Then instead of chant 1 to 10, I actually pray for my mother's and family members' health, especially my father and my mother. I wish them good health, good life and happy life. That time that was the only thing I know how to wish for them, because they were my parents. And my mother were very simple. My father also very simple. Both also don't have education. My mother completely illiterate. My father studied on his own a bit. He only went to school for 2 years. But he learned to read, write Mandarin. And become a Chinese sensei. Then he can read Chinese newspaper and all those things. Then he can, the abacus. He's very good. He teach me. But I cannot remember. But my mother is the best. Really. 0 to 9 also don't know how to write. Their own name also don't know how to write. She only learned about it when she was 20 something years old. After married to my father. Then asked my father to write her name. Then she learned. And her writing, you know. Because she never go to school. Then want to buy 3 accord. The 3 digit or 4 digit. 0 to 9 also he don't know how to write. He got to tell the person, I want to buy this number. The person say, you write down lah. I got too many customers. He say, I don't know how to write. You listen. Then they write. Then there was one incident. That was the bell. He was installing the topekong. Topekong. Well, my mother got a lot of faith. Then he said, because it cost her a bit of money to make up the whole thing and buy the thing. Then he talked to topekong in Hakka, of course. He said, because our family depend on your blessing and all those things. He said, I hope you will bless us and all those things. Then she offered everything and did it very well. Then after that, the right tiga echo and walk by. There's this lady every time got this type of what they call the draw day. He will come and write. Then end of the day, whether you strike or not, she will know or not. So my mother decide, because just in storm, he asked for topekong for the number. So he used that shake, then the number come on. Actually, she cannot remember the number. Then she commit to memory. Then very funny. He go and tell this person who write this number. She remember she told her exactly that 3 digit. But this lady write wrongly. And that night, she thought she didn't strike. So my mother say, never mind. She expects something at least. Not the first 3 or whatever. Suddenly the lady run to the house. Hey, you strike, My mother look at her. I strike? What number did I buy? Then she read out the number. Not what she tell her. She can commit. She doesn't want to write. Then she come and talk to us. I strike, but I didn't buy that number. She write wrongly. She said, must be tobacco. Teach her to write wrongly. Like that also can. That's why a lot of story that time. And I first time saw her face, so much joy. Really. I think it's Topekong's way of rewarding. yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, the Choi San. That's why we all Chinese, what they call, our Chinese culture, we got these 3 type of dainty there. 富如寿，富如寿啊，啊，说财神爷 is the one with the 福 one is it？ 财吗？财神爷吗？富 is what？ What is 富？呀啦，哦，那个是富，哦， OK， different， different， then 禄。What is? Then? So is long life what? There is no prosperity one. Which one is the God of prosperity? Yeah, the first one lah means. Huh? Fu lah. Yeah.They always say the God of prosperity. Which is the one? Yeah, Choi San Ye, but the Fool also, one of them. They say it's not in the tree. Not in the tree, no. But the one holding the piece of gold one, which one? Not tobacco. It's not the Fool also.Oh, so Chai Sen Ye and the Fool Soul are different. Ah, good. Like that means correct. Means the Choi Sen Ye got a lot of merits on. You say Ajahn Anand mentioned that. That's why he can become Choi Sen. So they worship him as the God of prosperity. Whatever God is it, you create affinity. Then you must have merits, understand that.If you don't have merit, Choi San Ye also cannot give. Because law of karma is very clear. If you want to have prosperity, you must have generosity. You must give. Pass the mic.
You have been telling us about the karma, your heir to your karma. And this case is really bad. It very clearly states that, emphasizes that. I can't remember the name. I think you probably know. There's one monk whom this Sariputta actually took in, and he was, wherever he went, nobody gives him any...
He don't receive anything.
He didn't receive anything. Then actually he saw in his...previous life. He was very jealous. He was a monk.
Yes.
He was very jealous. He was just jealous, not
correct.
Of another monk. The trouble is that monk was a Pacheka Buddha.
And
that's he was why, jealous of the Pacheka
that's
Buddha.
That's why he kena kau kau. That's why you don't play a fool with karma. Very good. That brings us.
He didn't do anything. You know, he was just.Jealous.
Correct. That thought itself is very powerful.
Very jealous. And of course...
It's just like Devadatta, you remember? He swear, life after life, come after that Bodhisattva.
But then what he... Of course, he was bad. He was a rich guy. This Pacheka Buddha went into town, and then one rich guy saw him and then said, okay, you can stay at this monastery, and brought him to this monk's place. And then this monk was very jealous already. He said, okay, next day, this monk is supposed to take that Pacheka Buddha for dana. He's in the morning, he said he'll knock on his door. But he knocked. He knocked so softly, nobody.
purposely don't bring him there.
He went off for dana. Then after that, the rich man said, hey, what happened to that monk? So he said, oh, I don't know, he didn't wake up. But I'll take the food back for him. So he took the food, but he didn't want to give him. So he said, he'll throw it away along the way. But then he said, but they will know he threw the food. Then he walked past later, he saw a fire. He went and burnt the food.
That come after all. Some of that monk was a Pacheka Buddha.
Then he went back, he went check on him, He has already left. Pachega Buddha has already left.
Okay. No
and
more
then
either.
Only he realized why he was like that. He kept. He then he became very miserable because he.
He thought, he don't receive anything.
He was have this kind of thoughts and all that. Then became so miserable that he felt so depressed. He died.
Oh, okay.
And when he died, he was reborn into a fisherman's family,
Oh, okay.
And when the mother was pregnant with him, the father, the whole village, all the fishermen went out to sea and couldn't have any catch at all.
No fish. Wow,
it
so
was
bad.
That bad,
really bad.
You know, the karma.
Yeah.
Very careful of our thinking.
That's why you don't play a fool. You never knew that person is already cultivated. And especially Pachika Buddha, sometimes they come without the rope one. You don't play a fool. Sometimes Bodhisattva also come without the rope one. So you think, you apply your thought. That's why Noble Eightfold Path got right livelihood. If you understand right livelihood, you see it properly, you only have to meet one real one. You fatat already. Yeah, continue.
The fishermen all were dividing out and finding out who is the cause of. All of a sudden, no catch, Then slowly they identified it was this parent. It won't go fishing with this. They go on their own. Don't go with him. And they really when he was born, there was nothing for him to eat. Also, the family was very poor.
There was a karma.
No cash. They changed. Couldn't have any money. In the end, they thought it must. He's the cause of it. So they abandoned him. So he lived on the street.
I heard about this story before. Yeah.
So then I think by the time he was 9 years old, he met Sariputta.
correct. correct. Yeah.
And so Sariputta asked him, he asked him, how come he's there? He said he doesn't know. Who are your parents? Don't know.
Everything also.
No, he just played on the street, on the mud with all that.
Yeah.
On the street, in India,
correct,
like that.
Correct,
I think. So, and then when Sariputta brought him in and actually helped him cultivate, he has got his background, could cultivate. Did very well. Until he became Arahant. But whenever they go out for dana, go with him only.
Cannot get
no
food.
Sariputta also cannot get food to eat.
Cannot get food. That's why that karma is very severe.
Really bad.
Very good. Very good. Sadhu.
And then even sometimes they come back, bring food for him. Before they can reach his mouth, already dropped somewhere.
You have to really understand karma.
And then he had seen he became Arahant. And then he was about to die, and Sariputta knew that he was going to go already. So told him to eat from his bowl. He's at least got a meal before he became Arahant.
Very good, very good. So
I think really emphasize about
karma.
Karma.
Don't play
a fool. Be very careful.
Sadhu. Very good. We better end, because exceeded by about 6 minutes. Okay, that brings us back to the last point. The same Buddha's time, there was another monk, very lucky one. The Buddha always say, you want to go to cold places, you call this monk along. Well, last time he do a lot of dana, warm clothing, all those things. You bring him along, you will have warm clothing, sure. So that's why the Buddha knew from your past, you are blessed with what? Your cultivation, your generosity, what other specific area of wholesomeness that you have. So the Buddha knew. So he will bring along monk that are suitable.
So, Bratio, you want to have good food, we follow you.
You are not the first one to tell me. You remember Chang Pui Hong or not? He last time Fraser Hill retreat, and all the house dana, he showed come on last time. He said, the best food all there. And many Kayanamita is really, last time during the early day, our monthly gathering, I tell you, they will bring the best. You ask Yun Chan, Cham Bui Hong himself said, you know, at the, Cham Bui Hong told us at this one, Cameron, was it Cameron? Fraser Hill Retreat. He said, Fraser Hill also can get this type of good food. He really don't believe. You know, they really bring up one. You know, the Kayanamita, then some of them cook there, you know, and they are very good with the way they cook the food. Oh, that's why when you have good parami, you have good food. But New Year, you all eat until you cannot eat. Every day is dinner or lunch or dinner. But if you reflect, that's your parami. So you should rejoice and thank people for the good condition. You know, whatever they do, come back to them. So this is what you do, that's how you receive. Then what they do now, in future they receive. That's why generosity, parami, you can understand, is very beautiful. Be generous, have kindness, have goodness. Life will be good. Yeah, this for my mind, not you or not Surya, but it helps you to perform all the meritorious action and deed. It helps you to develop wisdom and other things. So this vehicle is very useful, Anasana. Do not neglect it, Anasana, even though it's not you. Read the green book. Everything is inside there. So there are two aspects of life that you have to understand. The supramundane and the mundane. Then you know how to use, you know how to live, you know how to make use of this form and mind appropriately. Okay, we better end. We will cut short the sharing of merit, we just chant the Pali on. Okay, sharing of merits with the devas. Akasata cha bhumata deva naga mahindika punyang tang anumodito chirang rakkhantu loka sasana itta vata chamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya idang me nyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang me nyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang me nyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo devo vasadu kalena sasu sampati hetu cha vito bhavatu loko cha raja bhavatu dhammiko imina punyang kamena mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yava nivana patiya sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, we pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Panyi Bodhisattva and all the worthy ones.